Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and I love him. God is good, and it's going to be so good for those who yield to the Lord in faith and enjoy the things of God. There are people who live in the liberty, in the joy of the Lord. Everything they do, they love God. They appreciate the Lord. They want to know him, and they are learning things from the Holy Spirit. God has people who listen and learn, and they loved God. They heard it the wrong way, but then there are those who God is raising up to show us how he really is, as he is. God will be represented correctly before it's all over with. And he's raising up men and women, boys and girls, who stand for something, who live for Jesus, who love God, who keep his commandments because they love him. And there are people he's teaching and talking to. There are children that he teaches and talks to. There are adults, men and women, from every background. There are people that used to be on drugs. Now they're walking and talking with the Lord. There are people who used to be pimps, prostitutes, drug dealers, people that were strung out on drugs. Now they're preaching the gospel, being blessed, highly favored. They love God so much. They were forgiven much, and they love God much. And you wouldn't believe some of the things that they were once into. And in the mind of the Lord, it's forgotten. It's long gone. And it'll never be mentioned to them again. God don't bring up our past. He loves us. And, just the other part. When people come to life, they come to life. And they remember what the devil did against them. And they know, they learn how to fight. They are motivated to learn how to win. And God has people of this caliber. See, if you're looking at status where I never did this, I never did that, good. Nobody should sin. I wish I didn't do the things that I did. I did some things I'm ashamed of. But there are things, some things in high school, I wish I didn't know the Lord. Now, my dad was a pastor, but I didn't know him for myself until I graduated, until I got saved. And I did things I wish I didn't do, just like everybody else. I know what it's like to be a sinner, think like a sinner, go to sleep after you've sinned and not think about it. I know what it's like not to have your conscience right. But all the sin I did didn't help me, and I wish I could undo it, but you can't. It can be washed away in the living blood of Jesus. And see, I went through high school. I didn't really represent God in high school. I appreciated people who had that strong conviction, but I didn't have that strong conviction. And I was interested in marrying a lady that loved God, but I didn't have that relationship yet. And when I got about 18, I began to desire it. I wanted to be right with God, but I wanted to know for a fact that I would not fold. Once I began walking with the Lord, I wouldn't change. And I didn't know, it was so much I didn't know. And my cousin, I told my cousin I wanted to get saved, but I had gotten saved, but I said, I wanted to get saved, but I wanted to make sure I quit doing this and that and cussing and acting like I do. He said, you're not in a position to promise God nothing. And that's just how he told me. He said, that's why Jesus came. And it made sense. See, when you give your life to Jesus, he'll take your life and do something with it. When you see people living miserable, doing in sin and doing things, and don't count them out. Don't ever count them out. If somebody reach them with Jesus, if they ever get saved, if they ever believe on Jesus for themselves, God's going to correct them. And he can. The blood of Jesus is powerful. There's nothing on this planet more powerful. It can change a man to the point that he'll live forever. All your sins are gone. And he give you a heart that don't want to sin anymore. And all you have to do is fill your heart with his word. And then you'll renew your mind. And when you speak the word will grow roots in you. And you'll start learning who God really is. Now, I began to deal with the misrepresentation of God in the last three or four broadcasts. But now, let's look at some, let's get rid of some sacred cows. Charles Capps did a series years ago called Kicking Over Sacred Cows, you know. And he was a farmer, so I thought that was so funny because he was a farmer. And sometimes people believe things that's just not true. And the Lord loves us. He has so much to say to each of us. See, the Holy Spirit, when he came to guide us into all truth. There's no reason to believe dead doctrines, lies, doctrines that formed out of seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The devil wants to stop the purposes of God. He wants to stop everything that represents the Lord. But we're not going to let that happen out. We're going to follow him. Now let's look at some things that happened that Jesus did. See, first of all, I want to make it simple for you. If you're one of those people who desire to keep the law, like I did, I started in Genesis, and I got to that part where you're not supposed to eat pork. My dad was frying bacon one morning and making me something to eat. And I said, Dad, I don't eat pork no more. he knew what I had done. He was a pastor. He said, he tried to tell me at first. And he said, you'll figure it out. And I did. It took a while. But see, when you read the things of Moses, the law of Moses, you can get caught up in trying to be perfect by the letter of the law. But I want to show you something, and I don't want you to forget it, because this will bless your life and not make it harder than it should be. The Lord had to, he was dealing with people that came from salvation by works culture, and they didn't know God yet. God needed them to be God-minded. He needed them. The law was given to prove to them that they needed a savior, because people can do some rotten things and they think they are right. Even people of modern times, they don't know that they need Jesus, because you can't live the standards of God, not from this world, not born in sin. You have to be born again. Even if you go around doing good, even if you're kind to everybody you meet, you still can't control sin. But whatever you start doing, it will still control you. Now, we can prove this so many ways, but there are people who try to do right. They stress over trying to do right, and they can't. And one day, I remember, I said, I'm gonna go a week without saying a cuss word. Now, this was back when I spoke profanity, and I did. And I tried, and I could, I said, I ain't gonna do this, and I ain't gonna do that. I listed all these stuff, things. I did everything, and I did it every day. I couldn't control. I said, I can't control this. I thought I used to think positive. I found out I can't control sin. And I realized it. But when I was almost 20 years old, I believed on Jesus. And then the struggle started falling away. And when I was baptized in the Holy Ghost 6 months later, I didn't have a problem anymore. Now, I want to show you something that's real, that's true. And it's going to make everything simple for you. Now, this is St. John chapter 2, verse 10. It's so easy to read right over verse 10. Now, it says, now watch this. Well, verse 9 says, he that saith he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness even to now. But watch this one. Verse 10 says, he that loves his brother abides in the light. In other words, he's living in the light. And there is no occasion of stumbling in him. Now John wrote this to people of God. They were already born again. So if you already been washed in the blood and you're born again, Verse 9 and 10 is very true. If you're washed in the blood, you're born again. But if you hate your brother, you're in darkness even now, even though you were cleansed. You're choosing to live in darkness. But if you love your brother as a way of life, you love him. You love everybody like Jesus loved you. That's what he's saying. You're abiding in the light. Even when people do you wrong, you still love them, and you don't revile them. You don't give them evil for evil. You still walk in love. That's what he's saying. He that loves his brother, no matter what, abides in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. This is how we perfectly fulfill the law. Now, as you study all this, he even says that. This is how we fulfill the law. We got one law. That's the love. See, if you love people like Jesus loved you, you're not going to steal from them. You're not going to lust after somebody's wife. You're going to see every person. If you love anybody you love with the love of God, you're not going to use them as an object. You're not going to try to misuse or hurt anybody. You're going to stay balanced. You're going to live in God's word. But see, you'll be able to do the things that's right. Not only when people are favorable to you. See, sometimes when you're married and your spouse may have an attitude or whatever, that's when they need you the most. And God will supply you with his love and his strength to love them. And you don't have to require them to love you back. It's just good if they do. In fact, I learned that not to require anything from anyone, because the Lord supplied me to love others. That's how I defeat the devil. That's how I, you know, if you win the war within, the war without is a cakewalk. It's easy. I'm telling you, it's easy. But if you require people to respect you and do you right, and they don't, then you fall apart. I don't fall apart. I don't care what they do. Whatever they do, they do. But I love them, and I love God's people. And I stay out of the, I don't have to go around. That keeps me from breaking the law. Why? Because love has positive bondage. It has positive confines to keep you safe. But when the minute you get in strife and hatred, then you're walking right back in the worldly kingdom. You're walking right back in the lion's den all over again, finna get trapped. But when you stay in the love of God, then you're immune to the world. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. Everything's free. Check out the books on the website. There's a new writing called The Kingdom of the Garden of Heaven. Actually, I wrote it in 99, but I just published it again. And I revised it and republished it. It was on my other site that's gone. But anyway, God loves us, and he has so much to say to each of us. There are things that you will learn from the Lord in obedience. When you live in that bubble of obedience with faith, you can hear God's voice. And he can talk to you, and you can talk to him. But in the meantime, before you get to that point, or, you know, fill your heart with what Jesus taught. Fill your heart with the word. And see, the word reveals God as he is. But people represent God however they want to. Sometimes people who represent God, they've been deceived somewhere. Sometimes, most of the time, they're right about many things and wrong about a few things, and sometimes key things. But when you stay in the love of God, you'll see it for what it is. And see, if people have a misunderstanding, you'll know it and you'll stay safe. And you might even be able to help them see it. You know, God can help you help them to see things more perfectly. That's what happened with John the Baptist's disciples. They talked to him about the Holy Ghost, and we never heard of the Holy Ghost. And they showed them a more perfect way. And they received the Holy Spirit as well. Very important. The Holy Spirit is here to aid you in this life, comfort you. People are not going to be rude. They're not going to understand, but the Holy Spirit was. He'll give you whatever you need. He will fully. You don't even have to be smart. You just have to love God. If you love God, He can compensate you. He can cause you to say what somebody desperately needs, and they might be much more educated. But you know, they may be on the verge of doing great things, and then here you come and say the right thing, give the right counsel, and they go forward with their business idea, and it works. See, the life of God is beautiful. Don't get mad at people who prosper. God have people who not only prosper in spiritual things, but He raise up people with a purpose to prosper financially so that they can be a greater blessing to others. Don't despise it, because that's our heritage too. But the first things are first. See, sometimes the devil can't prosper. Did you know that? The devil can't. Everything he's got is stolen, because he won't work. He don't serve nobody. He's trying to make everybody serve him. You didn't know that, did you? He's broke. If you follow Satan, not only he's got stolen merchandise. Even the authority that he used, he tempt people and use their authority. And when he get through with them, he destroy them. He don't care nothing about nobody. You know, you hear that story where the devil helped tune the man guitar. He sold his soul to the devil, and the devil taught him how to play. First of all, the devil, if anything, he just didn't get in the man's way. God is the one who give us creative abilities, not Satan. Satan is the one who hinder us from being creative. So when he sold his soul, the devil probably just left him alone. And he thought that the devil gave him an attribute, which the devil don't have. He's broke. He was very wise, very beautiful. But he's not giving you nothing. He'll promise you everything. But he's lying. And people that follow him, they fall off the earth. When they die, they go straight to the pit. And they still think they got a deal with Satan. And he's laughing at them. You should have got saved with your stupid self. That's how he do people. I wish all the witches in the world heard that. They think they got it going on. They think that when they can do their little voodoo and get away with it, and they in league with the devil, but they're not. Anybody that has put in with the enemy, they got a rude awakening coming. Because I promise you, Satan don't give away nothing. When millionaires and billionaires get hooked up with, and they do, they really do. He deceive them. He appear to them, talk to them, show them how to get over on people. But when they die, they are broke and they'll never drink water again. Satan use them as long as he can. And when they die hard. They go straight to the fire. And Satan just keep on moving. He found another sucker. He found another idiot. A useful idiot. That's all people out of him. But we're not useful idiots. We are the people of God. We're made in God's image. And we need to be honoring him. He got people thinking they can take over and do it that way. And see, the will of man is a funny thing. If you get in pride, you want to run your own life the way you see fit to run it. But you don't see the dangerous thing is the wrong way will hurt you. The laws of sowing and reaping will work against you instead of for you. You don't want that. You want to do it God's way. You want to speak His word. You want to live in His kindness. And then spiritual wealth will build up on your life. That's what Jesus meant when He said, buy of me gold tried in the fire. See, you go about doing good like Jesus did, God is going to reward you for that. You're going to have rewards in heaven and on earth. When God anoint a man to the ministry, the anointing will attract everything he needs to fulfill the mission. See, the anointing is God's ability to, it's a sanction given to a man or a woman. It gives a man or a woman God's ability to fulfill and finish a specific task. And the reason he said man or woman, when he taught me that, that denotes, you know, that shows maturity. Because you want to be mature when you handle the things of God. You don't want to be a novice and get caught up in pride, because pride is opposition against God. And all the worldly ways causes us to be the enemy of God. It can't be altered. That's how it is. The Lord loves his people. He cherishes us. And as we cherish others, then we'll walk in the light. If we walk in love with our brothers and sisters, then we live a life that God can truly bless. But if we become corrupt in our way, then we live a life that he cannot condone or bless. And he'll have to judge it. Now remember, the Lord's judgment falls on those who hold the truth in unrighteousness all the time. That's how it is, folks. And see, the enemy, if he can't kill you himself, he'll try to cause you to do enough damage. If you do enough sin, even though God forgive you, sin can shorten your life. And the enemy know that if I can get a person in sin, they'll die prematurely. God won't be able to bless them as good, and they won't make life hard for me as much. And that's true. He's right about that. So if you playing with the world somewhere, it's going to cause trouble. It's going to cause you to suffer unnecessarily, because you'll make decisions that hurt people, and then God will have to do something about it. But if you go around doing good and being a blessing to people, then you live a rewardable life. God can reward you for it. And if you're dedicated and sincere and you mature in the Lord, he can sanction you to do a specific thing. And if you do it with the right attitude and the right spirit, he can extend your life that Satan tried to shorten. All of this is true. In Ecclesiastes, he said, there's a righteous man that shortens his life and a wicked man that extends his life, that lengthens his life. See, there are ways to do this. Spiritual wealth can, when the Lord taught me about spiritual wealth, he said, buy me gold tried in the fire. The Lord taught me something. Some people, if he blessed them with, they got spiritual wealth on their life, if he gave them a certain amount of money, it would destroy them because they don't know how to handle it. So the Lord has to situate where they get a portion over time, a manageable portion over time. See, everybody can't handle finances. And that's something that a lot of people like to pray for. But they need to be praying for how to, if they really believe God for finances, which is all right, you can ask him for the wisdom to apply it right. How to respect it, how to use it like it should be used. How to manage money, how to manage life. Also, people need to learn how to live. And so, when he was teaching me these things, he said spiritual wealth it can come back as anything you need. Let's say you were a chain smoker, you damaged your lungs, but now you're anointed and you're blessing people, and you need to live. So God can give you brand new lungs again. And you tore your lungs up, but God can give you a reset. He can, just like you playing and winning the game on the video and you get so many points. You get another man. Well, he can literally extend your life so that you can live with your family and help your grandchildren grow up. See, sometimes when the things people do shorten their days, and they really going to need a longer life because they didn't know that they were going to have grandchildren and they were going to be a part of their life and impart the things that God taught them. But in their days in the world, they did things to shorten their days. And the Lord, he's looking at the whole thing. You've got millions of dollars worth of spiritual wealth on your life. Well, God, he can give you, extend your days. you know, if you work in a dangerous job and he see that it's hurting you, you're breathing stuff, contaminants, he may close that door, and it may look like you got fired for the wrong reason, but that was God closing the door to extend your days. See, when things are not working right, like you think in your mind, always ask the Lord and go to the Lord in prayer, because God knows the end result. I know a man, he had a good job at painting, but the painting was killing him. The paint was killing him. And then the Lord told him to quit, and he obeyed. See, if when you follow God, you can't go wrong. And God is for us, not against us. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ.